Hello everyone, and thank you for joining us on our videos. And I'd like to say that my guide is going to be doing a motivational speech today. I don't know what it's going to be about, so obviously I'll leave it up to him once we get started. But for now, I'd just like to let you know we have a show in London coming up, which is a live show, which is on December the 7th. And for tickets and more information, do click the link below so you can find out more details about what's going on and where it's being held. And I do look forward to seeing you there. So it'll be lovely to see new faces and people that I already know and like. So moving on from that, I'll be doing a little prayer beforehand just so that we can get started with the trance, okay? And then there will be some music going on after that so that I can go and relax. And then we will see what happens from there. So we hope that you enjoy watching. And here goes. Right, I'm going to do the prayer first. So you join with me if you wish to. And I will do the prayer in my own mind. Okay, we shall begin.
Thank you. Hello, everyone.
Hello, Jonathan.
It is nice to be with you again.
And you too?
Yes. It is nice to have somebody to chat to as well. Including all of the people that are watching, or going to be watching, shall we say.
Yeah. Well, I was hoping you could, if you could say anything that might help people that need a bit of extra motivation today.
Motivation. This is something that is a mindset, isn't it? Everything that you do every day is a mindset. And how you plan to get out of your bed in the morning and what you're going to be feeling like when you get up. That some people have motivation some days and not others. But that is fine. You don't have to always be running and jumping about and feeling joyous every day, but it would be nice if you could. But the motivation is to say, use your mind to motivate yourself, not so much your body, but look after your body in the way of exercise, yes. But I would say motivate your mind, because the mind is the most important thing that you will use. It controls the whole of the body. And it controls what you think about. And what you think about, if it is going to be positive, then you are going to feel positive within. You are going to have more energy. If you have anticipation and excitement about something, you're going to have more enthusiasm to want to do it. But if you tell yourself that you are tired and you cannot be bothered to do it, then that is the way that you're going to train your mind to feel. Your body will react to what your mind gives it. And I will say that positive thinking gives it positive reaction. So I would say motivating yourself in the way of doing the things that make you most happiest. What are the things that make you happy? And you would say, well, Jonathan, I do not know. I do not know what makes me happy. That is what I am trying to find, something that makes me happy. Look for the things that you enjoy doing. You may enjoy listening to music. You may enjoy walking out in nature. You may enjoy creating. But whatever you enjoy doing, something that would make you smile or make you happy, perhaps looking through old memories, together with family members or friends. That would make you smile, wouldn't it? But that is it's not so much of a motivation. It is more doing something that makes you smile. But motivating yourself is actually putting your thoughts into active movement or active thinking. So for instance, if you wanted something to happen in your life, and you would say, well, it hasn't yet come about. Why isn't it happening? It is simply because you have no belief or faith in the thought that you have just put out. You would say, well, I want to do something with my life that I enjoy doing. I will give you an example. I would say, well, that person wishes to be successful in their business or in life. Well, the reason why these people, these entrepreneurs, artists, and what have you, whoever is successful in life, is because they set an intention to start with that they would see an end result of what they would be doing. They see it as a successful end result. And then they set about making it happen. But the universe is part of all of that. Simply because you are part of the universe, you are living in amongst the universe, you are part of it. So you are existing within it and being part of it. So if you put your mind to the universe and connect it to your emotions as well as your mindset, then you will find that the universe will listen. Thoughts then become reality. So I would say, rather than getting out of bed in the morning and thinking, well, I'm not going to be doing anything today, I have no motivation for life whatsoever, I cannot be bothered. Well, that is what you will do, isn't it? Because the universe will listen to you and say, well, nothing wants to be done, it won't be done. So if you wish to be successful in life, motivate your mind and visualize. Visualization is a wonderful thing. If you visualize what you want, it's going to be. So that is my minuscule amount of an explanation I will give you. I have much more to say in the future about the mindset and how it will affect your life. I have enjoyed speaking with you.
Is motivation something that's needed on the other side or used?
No, because when you are on the other side, you are consciousness alone. So you do not require anything to get anywhere that is of importance as such. We will motivate ourselves, but we do not need to motivate it bodily wise. We will use thought to come to you and energy. So we will do the things that we want to do in spirit, but all we will need to do is use thought to do them, and then they will be present in front of us. So you see, this is sort of a key, isn't it, to you here on earth. We are consciousness in spirit. You are consciousness in a physical. So if you use the consciousness within and visualize it, we can do the same in spirit, but it will be present in front of us straight away. And if we no longer require it, it will dissipate. Because it will become something that we do not need. We do not need or want in spirit. We just know that we can have it there in front of us if we wish to think about it. So it can become present. But it is not present as a physical, it is only ever present as a thought. Whereas in the physical realm, you need things that are present in front of you. So you use your mindset to get them there.
Okay, thank you, Jonathan. I think we'll end it there.
You are most welcome, and I look forward to speaking to you again
soon. Yeah, I'm sure we'll come back to the subject again sometime. It is an interesting subject, especially in this day and age.
Yes. I thank you all, and God bless you.
Okay, thank you.